What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. It's a joy to be back with you one more time. And beloved, today I would like to talk about a journey of hope. Here it is in Matthew chapter 20 and reading from verse 29. It says right here that as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried even more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." Oh, I know that, you know, this story has really have a great pull on my heart. When I look at, and I read about this journey that these men were taking, they were heading from Jericho to Jerusalem. And Jesus was also heading in that direction. Jesus and his disciples are now going to Jerusalem from Jericho, which is the opposite direction from the man who went down. We read earlier at some point in time in our Bibles about a man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. And for those of you who know that story, the Bible says when that man traveled from Jerusalem to Jericho, he fell among thieves and they stripped him of all that he had. And they wounded him so badly that he was bleeding to death when the Good Samaritan came and took care of him and loved him and healed him through his love and compassion. Now here it is, that the Lord is going from Jericho all the way up to Jerusalem to die. He was heading towards the cross. And here was Jesus. He was heading towards the other side of life. He was going to the other side of life for you and I, and a place where you and I could never go. We can only come to him in and through faith for all our needs. For Jesus, he died for each one of us. He freely gave his life. And by the way, some folk think that because at his trial he did not defend himself, that he was helpless. No, Jesus freely gave himself for us. He did not defend himself. Why? Because he was taking your place and my place. I was guilty. You were guilty because you and I had sinned and fallen short of the grace and of the glory of God for our lives. And you need to understand that there was no defense. Even those who tried our Lord before he went to that cross, they were amazed because the Bible says he did not open his mouth at all at any given time. He bore our sins to Calvary. He was bearing your sins and my sins, my friend. He was taking all of your past failures and mistakes and shortcomings. He was bearing your sin at that given time. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 30, it says that these two men, they were sitting by the wayside. What does it mean, wayside? They couldn't be sitting in the public. They were sitting among the bushes because they were broken. They were outcast of society. They were not needed as much. They had lost hope. They had lost everything. But somehow they knew about Jesus. Probably they sneaked up along the mountainside and in the desert where Jesus preached, and they heard about the kingdom of God, and they knew what the Old Testament refer to Christ as, that he came from the line of David, that he was going to be the eternal king who will reign upon David's throne. And they cried out and they said, "Have mercy on us, O Lord." And you know, I admire these two people. that were blind, these two men, because they, for some reason, they were not thwarted, and they never kept silent. No one could have stopped them. In verse 31, the multitude that were surrounding Jesus as he was on his way to Jerusalem, they rebuked these two men because they should hold their peace. They wanted these two men to be quiet and do not distract or disturb the Lord. They just wanted to hear the final words of Jesus as he was on his journey. This was a journey of hope for these two men. Jesus, for some reason, probably, I know with all my heart, and I think that I should, if I could just omit, probably, I know that Jesus, he knew all things. And he knew that they were two blind men on the way from Jericho to Jerusalem. And Jesus chose to walk that way on that particular day. And I would like you to know out there who are listening to this radio ministry that your need might seem so great. Your hopeless crisis might seem so hopeless. But I would like you to know that God, he knows all about it. He knows everything in your life that is going wrong. And you need to lift your eyes up to him by faith, knowing that you are a child of God and he will not let you down. Though you may feel let down, broken, trodden down, though you may feel as though your whole life is dismantled, you might feel right now as though you're cornered. And maybe you had been through so much that no one believes you. Some of us have been there. I've been through a lot of things in my life as an individual, and I'm sure that there's some of you out there who has been through so much. Maybe there had been things that you were blamed for, things that you are not even guilty of. And no one is willing to listen to your cry and to listen to anything you have to say. Maybe you're an outcast. Or on the other hand, you might be someone who had done so much, and you don't know the reason or understand why you have done all the things you ever did. And probably for some of you who are still doing things to break the very heart of God. But today, beloved, you can stop, because there is a change that is heading your way today. And Jesus is walking towards your direction. And I want to say today that through the sound of my voice that God, his presence is heading in your direction. What are you going to do? Are you going to let it pass you by? Or are you going to open your heart and let the Word of God come in and bring a change in your life? There is hope for each one of us in the world today. Doesn't matter who you are, what you're going through, what you might have been doing. There is life. And Jesus offers a change to those who would reach out by faith and believe in his Word. Only the Word of God can bring a change in your life. Going to some meetings, going to conferences, reading certain books, these things are all wonderful, but they cannot implement the change that is needed for the soul. Only the Word of God can change you. Only Jesus can present you through his Word by his Holy Spirit, blameless. You will no longer be hopeless, because when you have the Word of God living inside of you, you become hopeful and joyful. Now here it is that these two men, they were told by the crowd, and I believe one by one they all shouted them down, "Don't disturb the Master, be quiet." But they cried out even more, "Have mercy on us, O Lord." They called him Lord. Notice that they addressed Jesus accurately. According to the will of God, they called him Lord. They said, "Lord, thou son of David." They acknowledge his kingship. They cried out to him. But the Lord reminded each one of us through his Word. He reminds us constantly that he is Lord. He left heaven and came in our world. And I know right now, it might seem as though the things are not going the way they should in your life. And it seems as though you're the point of giving up. You don't need to give up, my friend. There is hope for each one of you. Christ is your healer. You need to trust the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 32 all the way through 33, Jesus stood still. Oh, yes. You know, you and I can cause heaven to stand still. Because if there is a need in your life, and you know that there is help on the way, and you call upon God with all of your heart, heaven is going to stand still on your behalf. What will ye that I shall do unto you, says Jesus. And they said unto him, Lord, that we may receive our sight. We want our eyes to be open. You see, the problem and the need of these two men were very obvious. They were right there. They were hopeless. But when they heard that Jesus was passing through Jericho, heading to Jerusalem, they no longer became hopeless. There was hope. There was hope heading towards Jerusalem. And these two men recognized his voice, and they cried out. They were blind, but they were not deaf. They heard the word of Jesus. They heard a crowd coming through town, and they knew that Jesus was on his way. Why did the Lord ask what he could do for them, my friend? I would like you to know that you can come to the Lord Jesus, but we need to let him know our needs. The Bible says we must boldly come before God. And that word boldly means that we must not come disbelieving. We must humbly believe that God is able to supply all our need according to his riches in glory. That is what Philippians 4:19 says. If you are coming to him for salvation, you must tell him that you are a sinner and you are in need of salvation. If you don't, you will not be saved. That's the offense of the cross. That is the reason why many people today are not being saved, because they don't call upon God and let the Lord know that they are a sinner. You and I were born and conceived in sin, and everyone needs to come to Christ. We need to understand that when we call upon him, he will hear us, he will answer us, he will not judge us because of our past life. You know, there are many people today who are still being judged, even though their lives are changed and they no longer do all the evil and all the bad things they used to do before. Everybody needs to come to Christ, and it is through the cross that we can have redemption, we can have forgiveness. These two men cried out, O Lord, we want to receive our sight. We want our eyes to be open. In Matthew 20 and verse 34, so Jesus, he had compassion on them and he touched their eyes. He touched their eyes. I don't know what method he used. He touched their eyes. What a touch. This was a journey of hope. He touched them. And I tell you, if you are on a journey looking for answers to all the questions in your brokenness, there is an answer waiting for you. Christ is the answer. And immediately, the Bible says, they received their sight and they followed him. I love that. That they followed Jesus all the way to Jerusalem. Maybe those two men were in the crowd when others were shouting, crucify him, get rid of him, kill him. Oh, these two men were there watching. I believe their hearts must have hurt them so badly to see that a Savior, one who came and he did good, he came to heal. Our Lord healed them and they followed him. Remember, he was on his way to the cross. Beloved, I would like you to know today, as we're coming to the end of this segment of our broadcast, that Jesus is heading in your direction. And this is an opportunity to open your heart and to receive him as Lord in your life. Right where you are, you can bow your heart and you can call upon him. You don't need to do anything special or say something out of the world, something extraordinary, but only, Lord, help me. May God richly bless you, and you have yourself a wonderful day and a wonderful week with God, and hope to hear from you shortly. Until next time.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312. And we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.